91X News.
It's 6 degrees and partly cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Alana Pickerel. The pilot of a CF-18 fighter jet that crashed in northeastern Alberta has died. The Air Force says the crash happened shortly after 11 a.m. local time and confirmed the pilot's death on Twitter. They say the name will not be released until the pilot's next of kin are notified. The aircraft was based out of the Canada Forces Base, Cold Lake, which is the busiest fighter base in Canada. Canada's Chief of Defence Staff is angry and disappointed following the release of a Statistics Canada survey that found a troubling number of sexual assaults among active service personnel. The report says an estimated 960 men and women say they were victims of sexual assault in the last year. General Jonathan Vance points out some of the allegations were made after he made it clear such conduct won't be tolerated in Canada's military. Vance says known perpetrators will be targeted for action. The survey found nearly 1,000 members of the Canadian military reported being sexually assaulted over the past year, a number that represents about 1.7% of military personnel, which is dramatically higher than the comparable rate of 0.9% for the general public. Stats Canada Director Ivan Claremont outlined the numbers today at a news conference in Ottawa.
We found that 27% of women and 4% of men reported having been sexually assaulted since they joined the Canadian Armed Forces.
The survey also found full-time female personnel were four times more likely to be assaulted than their male counterparts. That ratio was even higher, nearly 1 in 10, for female personnel in the part-time reserve force. There is a Belleville City Council meeting tonight featuring the swearing-in of Jennifer Allen and Jocelyn Bether for firefighters alongside four others. Mayor Tasso Christopher and Belleville Fire Chief Mark McDonald will be on hand to do the honors. Allen and Brether will be the city's first ever female firefighters. Council will also discuss voter reform, while they decided in a previous meeting to not change the voting system for the 2018 municipal election. The city clerk will be asked to explore other options for future elections. Other topics on the agenda include a possible partnership with Salvation Army on an emergency response plan and adjustments to the city's development fees. QNET News will be attending the meeting. More to come later in the week. Last week at Loyalist College, Candace Mackerel's documentary gave students a brief history about the two-row wampum belt. Mackerel graduated with master's in journalism at Ryerson University. Her documentary first premiered this past fall at Imagine Native Film and Media Arts Festival and was one of the festival's highlights. Here's how she describes her new film.
It's called The Grandfather of All Treaties. So for this story, it had been approximately 400 years since the original two-row wampum this agreement was made between the original Dutch settlers and the Haudenosaunee people. And my documentary looks at where we are 400 years later and the indigenous grassroots movements as a response to not honoring what we consider to be a foundational treaty.
Join Miracle this Wednesday at noon for questions and answers about her documentary at Loyalist College in the Wilkinson Theater. Authorities are now saying 9 people were injured at Ohio State University this morning when an attacker purposely drove over a curb and into pedestrians, and then got out of the vehicle and began stabbing people with a butcher knife. Student Michael Jarrell says he is rattled by the attack.
Kind of scared, a little frazzled. I wasn't expecting it, especially after Thanksgiving weekend. So I'm just hoping and praying that all my friends are okay.
Police say 8 of the victims are in stable condition and 1 victim is in critical condition after the attack. They say an officer who was nearby the scene because of an earlier gas leak shot and killed the male suspect. Delta Airlines CEO is now dealing with an incident that took place last week. On a flight from Atlanta to Allentown, Pennsylvania, a passenger was caught on video yelling about Donald Trump. Since the video was released, it has gone viral. Alex Stone has more.
Donald Trump!
On board the flight, a man stands in the aisle yelling about his support of President-elect Trump, his rant vulgar at times.
We got some Hillary on here.
Over the weekend, Delta apologized to fellow customers, saying they would get refunds for putting up with his behavior. Now, Delta's CEO has sent an internal memo to employees obtained by ABC News That memo saying while the airline supports its employees, a passenger should have been removed from the plane if the flight crew had seen the behavior, and that the man will never be allowed to fly on a Delta plane again. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The softwood lumber dispute has reignited after U.S. Lumber Coalition formally petitioned the American government to impose duties against Canada's softwood lumber producers. Terry Pedwell has more.
The lobby group says it's asked the U.S. Department of Commerce and U.S. International Trade Commission to restore what it calls conditions of fair trade for softwood lumber. The coalition alleges that provincial governments, which own most of Canada's vast timberlands, provide trees to Canadian producers at rates far below market value, along with other subsidies. As a result, the group says Canadian lumber is being sold for less than fair value in the U.S. Softwood producers in Canada dispute the assertions. Montreal-based Resolute Forest Products says producers in Quebec and Ontario pay market prices and should have free access to the U.S. market. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Ontario Transportation Minister Stephen Del Duca says he hasn't seen a plan from Toronto Mayor John Tory to impose tolls on the Gardiner Expressway and the Don Valley Parkway. Del Duca says the province will take a close look at whatever the road toll plan the city puts forward.
So my understanding is that there would be some requirement for provincial approval. I believe it's through the City of Toronto Act and the Ministry of Municipal Affairs. But again, we've seen nothing yet formally from the city. We'll review whatever plan comes from the City of Toronto very carefully.
Published reports say Mayor Tory wants to use the hundreds of millions of dollars the tolls could raise each year for public transit, roadwork, and other infrastructure projects. The Peterborough Petes are facing financial issues. The Peterborough hockey team could run out of money within the next 4 to 5 years. Team president Dave Pogue went before the city council meeting on Wednesday to discuss the team's revenue sharing plan between them and the city. If the team were to run out of money from its revenue, it would have one of two options. The first option would be to be sold to another town, then the money from the sale would go towards other local sports teams. The second option would be if the team didn't sell, the board of directors would have to pick up the shortfall. Some aspects of revenue sharing plan include ticket prices, concessions, leases, and parking. That's QNET News on 91X to 407. Sports is next.
You trust your eyes to an optometrist and your skin to a dermatologist. When it comes to the appearance of your smile, trust an orthodontist. As a certified specialist in orthodontics, I spend 100% of my time treating crooked teeth and jaws. Your bite is a complex biological system, and I possess the knowledge and experience to treat you safely. For a complimentary consultation, call me, Dr. Julianne Peterson. No referral needed. Call 969-8822.
I love my Peterson smile.
Good afternoon, I'm Alana Pickerel with QNET News Sports. In local sports, on Wednesday, November 30th, both the men's and women's basketball teams will play at George Brown Huskies. The women's game will take place at 6 p.m. and the men's will follow afterwards at 8 p.m. Later in the week, on Saturday, December 3rd, there will be the President's Welcome Game. Both the men and women volleyball teams will face Seneca Sting. And in hockey, the Calgary Flames look for a quick turnaround as they visit the New York Islanders tonight. The Flames are coming off a 4-3 loss in Philadelphia yesterday. In tonight's other NHL games, the St. Louis Blues host Dallas. The Buffalo Sabres say star forward Jack Eichel could make his season debut tonight at Ottawa. Eichel took part in full practice today and seems to have recovered from a left ankle sprain that has kept him off the ice. Eichel is coming off a rookie season in which he had 24 goals and 56 points in 81 games. Week 12 of NHL season wraps up tonight in Philadelphia, where the Eagles will host the Green Bay Packers. Both clubs will be looking to jumpstart middling season. The Eagles have 5-5 record, and the Packers are 4-6. The Eagles head coach Doug Pederson says rookie back Wendell Smallwood has handled an increased workload well this week as he prepares for a bigger role.
He's responded well. You know, the biggest thing now is just going in and getting more work, obviously. You know, everything becomes a little more, especially when you get that first or second carry of the game, in protection and all those things factor in now to Wendell. Things get amplified a little bit more.
Send us your team or league scores at email qnetnewsdet@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville at 4:09 is 6 degrees and partly cloudy. Tonight is expected to be mainly cloudy, with rain beginning after midnight, with temperatures staying steady near 7. Tomorrow, rain changing to periods of drizzle and ending late in the morning, then mainly cloudy with a high of 10. QNET News, on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. I'm Alana Pickerel, QNET News, News at 91X, next at 5.